A few Soviet relics actually worked and still work. The Lomo camera was developed more than 20 years ago in Leningrad as a way to allow comrades throughout the Eastern Bloc a taste of Western-style consumer electronics. The Lomo became the standard-issue snapshot camera. A couple of decades later, as John Stanek now reports, a new generation of Western photographers has discovered the appeal of the humble Lomo.
If you get into the mindset of everything is beautiful or worth taking a picture of, if you are open to the fact that a picture doesn't have to be sharp to be beautiful, and if you go into all these levels in between, then the Lomo is great.
That's Uli Barta of the International Lomographic Society, an organization devoted to the Lomo camera.
The Lomo LCA camera was developed in the early 80s at the Lomo PLC factory in then Leningrad, Soviet Union. It was developed as the Soviet answer to all the Western point-and-shoot cameras for the typical Soviet citizen.
The Lomo factory produced optical equipment for the Soviet medical and military industries. They had no experience designing cameras, so they based their design on a simple Japanese model, the Cosina CX-1. The result was the Lomo Compact Automat, or LCA. The Lomo's designers preserved the Cosina's auto-exposure feature, normally found only in far more expensive cameras. This makes the camera perfect for low-light situations, where using a flash would wash away the mood.
The lens is coated in a certain way that is very receptive or enhancing for colors. So the kind and type of pictures that you get using a regular film, color film, with the camera are very color intense and strong. Now, the lens has that vignetting effect, which kind of like creates a tunnel vision, which means that basically the corners and the edges of the image are a little bit darker, which also gives it a bit of a, not really a distorted image, but a little bit different than a regular lens.
The Lomo's popularity waned in the early 90s when the collapse of the Soviet Union brought new competition from Japanese imports. But the political changes in Russia and Eastern Europe also exposed the camera to a new audience, which included two Austrian students, Matthias Fiegel and Wolfgang Stronsinger.
And one of them came across the Lomo camera on an excursion to Prague. So he came back with the Lomo camera. And ultimately, from this very spontaneous, very unintended origin, something more developed.
Matthias and Wolfgang started a club, now called the International Lomographic Society, which popularized the camera throughout Europe. Eventually, they went to St. Petersburg, where they met with Lomo officials and even Vladimir Putin, then vice mayor of the city, to secure the rights to sell the Lomo internationally. The Lomographic Society promotes the Lomo with an ethos they call Lomography. Lomography's most important rule is, don't think, just shoot.
I don't think anything's more fun than just walking into a nightclub or a big party and just start shooting pictures all over the place with a Lomo, and you have no idea really what you're taking pictures of.
That's Kevin Roddy, a Lomo enthusiast, or a Lomographer. I went with Kevin and another Lomographer, Michael Kuhl, to New York's Chinatown to witness Lomography in action.
I don't know, I'm just gotta look out for the cars. Okay, here comes the street with me. Wait, here comes the Toyota, hold on. Okay, and then you gotta real fast, just place the camera down on the ground. Hold it. There you go. Alright, and then get out. And that'll be a very cool effect.
In between snapshots, we discussed how the Lomo stands out in an era when digital photography has quickly become the norm.
The whole idea of like being charmed when you go to the developer and you don't know what's going to come out is lost with digital photography because you see it immediately. It's somehow more artistic, it's more exciting, and it hits you deeper inside.
Ah, yeah, that's Kevin's picture.
This is nice.
You see an oncoming car, which luckily I got out of the way in time. But it's a cool effect because you have this sea of blurry asphalt in front of you, and it's a kind of like the bug's eye perspective with headlights coming down on a gray day.
That's good.
This one's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, this is just a very well-placed collection of fish heads and no bodies on ice. And
yum.
Yum, yeah. I guess a lot of people see photography as something they do at family events, weddings, babies, and sunsets, and This is anything but. So pretty much just with the Lomo, you really have no fear of taking a picture of a bunch of fish heads laying on ice and being really proud of showing that to your friends and family as what you do on a Saturday afternoon in New York City.
For Studio 360, I'm John Stanek.